שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר פתיחה.
Hello, we are learning the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah and the writings of Baal HaSulam. We are in item 70. You can find the study material, the text in the study material button in the Aravot system. You can ask questions there. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 20.
Let's start from 69, the previous item, and start.
69. Title, The Katnut and Gadlut Initiated in the World of Nikudim. 69. Now that you know about the second restriction that occurred in Parzuf Nekudot of Sag, for the purpose of emanating the ten Sfirot of the world of Nikudim, the fourth Parzuf of Ak, we shall go back and explain the emergence of the ten Sfirot of Nikudim in particular. The emergence of one Parzuf from another has already been explained. Each lower Parzuf is born and emerges from the screen of the goof of the upper one after its refinement and ascent for renewing the coupling in the pay of the upper one. The cause of this refinement is the clash of surrounding light with the screen of the upper Parzuf, which refines the screen from its coarseness of the goof and equalizes it with the coarseness of the rosh. In this manner, Parzuf Ab of Ak emerged from Parzuf Keter of Ak, Parzuf Sag of Ak from Parzuf Ab of Ak, and the fourth Parzuf of Ak, called the ten Sfirot of the world of Nikudim, was born and emerged from its upper one called Sag of Ak in the same way.
Is
that clear? I don't see any questions. So, let's keep going.
אז קדימה, ניב.
עוד עין.
ניב, come on.
אמנם, item 70. Yet, there is another issue here. In the previous Parzufim, the screen was made only of the records of coarseness of the goof of the upper one. During the refinement of the screen, to the pay of the rosh of the upper one. But here, in the refinement of the screen of Sag of Ak for Nikudim, this screen contained two kinds of records. Besides containing its own records of coarseness with respect to the Sfirot of the goof of Sag of Ak, it also contains the records of coarseness of Zon of Ak below the Tabu due to their mixture together below Tabu of Ak. As it is written in item 61, that Nekudot of Sag descended below Tabo of Ak, mixed with Zon of Ak there.
Yep. No questions. You should read it again.
Again, item 70. Yet, there is another issue here.
In the Nekudot of Sag.
In the previous Parzufim, the screen was made only of the records of coarseness of the goof of the upper one during the refinement of the screen to the pay of the rosh of the upper one. But here, in the refinement of the screen of Sag of Ak for Nekudim, this screen contained two kinds of records. Besides containing its own records of coarseness with respect to the Sfirot of the Guf of Sag of Ak, it also contains the records of coarseness of Zon of Ak below the Tabu, due to their mixture together below Tabu of Ak. That Nekudot of Sag descended below Tabu of Ak and mixed with Zon of Ak there.
Okay, so we have a few questions. Let's start with PT 14.
Parzuf Sag is called what happens until Tabu and also is Nekudot. It's all one Parzuf.
Sag includes Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagim, and Otiyot. And part of the Sag, which is called Nekudot, not the Ta'amim, but the Nekudot, descended below the Tabu of Ak, mingled with Nehi of Ak, received an impression from the desire of phase 4, restricted itself, and divided into two, from the general Tabu until the Parsa, and from the Parsa until the Siyum, the ending. That's what we're learning about. That division is called the second restriction of Nekudot of Sag.
So it's all one Parzuf, despite the many details in Nekudot of Sag.
What does that have to do with anything? Many details or not? You know how many details we have in Galgalta and all the Parzufim? We just learn bits. But there's endless details in each one, because it's the incorporation with all of them. Florida.
What makes the second restriction different from the first one? Isn't a restriction just a restriction? Isn't it just good all the way to have a restriction?
It's not like a special restriction. It's like an extension on the first restriction that you weren't allowed to receive in order to receive. That's why in the same parts of the vessels, the parts of the potsuf that has a will to receive and there's no screen upon it, so there that same restriction dwells. But because then there was restriction on the malchut, on the will to receive, now the restriction is on the bestowing of malchut on the rest of the sfirot, above malchut, which is from the half of Bina and below. Because from the half of Bina and below, start developing the vessels of reception. Even though they still don't actually belong to reception. It's like Bina that has a will to receive, but it's essential in her to take care of the lower ones. For herself, she doesn't want it. That's why even though it's a second restriction and she cannot receive there, it's prohibited not because of her own, of herself, Bina, but because you still can't use the vessels of reception, because on by that she can cause death of the lower ones. That's why from the middle of Bina and downward, there's a restriction. And obviously, the second restriction is an extension to the first restriction, only in different conditions, different areas, different qualities. But it's the same malchut which is restricted that ascends and limits the vessels, the new vessels that weren't restricted before, because the state changes.
Киев.
Да, вот продолжение вопроса. А разве Саг это не...
Yes, to continue the question, if is Саг not Потсуф Бина that transfers the light of Chassadim, yes. It can also transfer light of Chokhmah. It's just that we're saying that it's restricted, but Bina is not restricted. So why is it restricted?
You don't have an answer for that? You don't know it? What vessels is Bina incorporated of? Bina is also incorporated from the vessels of reception, because she wants to supply the lower ones with the light of Chokhmah that they need, and not for herself. So those parts in Bina that take from above, from Ketach and Chokhmah, and pass it onward below Bina to Zeran Bin and Malchut, those vessels in Bina, which are Zon of Bina, Zeran Bin and Malchut in Bina, those vessels enter the restriction because you can't supply lights below. That's why Bina herself isn't restricted. She restricts her vessels that take care of the desires to receive in the lower ones. Clear? Let's say you have a woman and she has milk, but the doctor checked the baby and said that he cannot, today and tomorrow, let's say, take that milk. That something's wrong there. And even though she feels sorry, but she restricts herself.
Так она сокращает себя, потому что она как бы не может дать это молоко.
She restricts herself because she can't.
Not that she can't give, they can't receive. It'll cause them harм.
Это видео, как я сказал, я думал.
It's exactly like the example I gave. Hungarian Polish.
Shalom Chav, Shalom Chaverim. What is the difference between Nekudot de Sag and the world of Nekudim? They are both located in the same position, below the Tabur.
Below the Tabur, there's still many vessels. There is the world of Atzilut Briya, Yetzirah Asiya. There's the world of the Klipot. Below Tabur, there's a lot, meaning it's all Nekudot of Sag that tried to fill Nehi of Galgalta and weren't successful in it, and that's why they were shattered. And from them, the worlds of Atzilut Briya, Yetzirah Asiya are built, and the world of the Klipot, and many things.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, mitachat la parsa,
below Parsa, is it phase 2 and 4, or phase 4 and 4?
Lemata mi Parsa, ze pina dal.
Below the Parsa is the fourth phase.
But it's Patsuf Bina.
So what?
Isn't it phase 2 of 4?
In every Patsuf, it has its own degrees of coarseness. It's not the same coarseness that is in Galgalta, the phase 4. It's the will to receive, which is in Bina, that she needs in order to bestow to the lower ones.
That's why I'm asking, is it phase 2 and 4 below the Patsuf?
The second phase in phase 4 is not the will to receive. It's the will to receive that works in order to bestow.
So that's above the Parsa? The 2 and 4?
2 and 4 is above the Parsa, yes.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Доброе утро, Рав. Мы раньше говорили о том, что под табором находится.
Good morning, Rav. We said before that below Tabor there are Nahivak, and here it talks about Zonavak, which is a little different.
I don't know why, but I'm hearing you all very weak today. I think the problem is maybe with our guys sitting there on the sound. Or maybe it's you. or speaking softly in a secret. Say it again.
Да, извиняюсь. Мы ранее говорили, что под табором находится Нахим Беак.
So we said before that below Tabor there are Nahi Uvak. And here in this item it says talks about Zon Uvak. So which part is below the Pasa?
In general it's the same thing. Nahi Uvak is Netzachod Yesod Uvak, which are the vessels of reception. And here we're speaking about Zon Uvak, which is also the vessels of reception. We're not going to start seeing, making the differences between them. The meaning is vessels of reception. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What's the essence of the refinement of the Masach of Sag of Ak for Nikudim? That's number one.
Wait. I don't want to hear your second question. You're the wise guy who have... You have a few questions in your head and everything's okay. And I'm not. I have a small head. I need to concentrate on what the Honorable Tzvika is asking. So again, one and only question.
In the refinement of the screen of Sag of Ak for Nikudim, what is the essence of this operation?
In order to still build the Pertzuf that in them you can receive in order to bestow, or bestow in order to bestow at least. So, the previous Pertzuf, which is called the Pertzuf of Nikudim, Nikudot of Sag, it goes through all kinds of actions. It mingles with Nehi of Ak. It restricts itself. It raises Rishimot to Rosh of Sag. And then from Rosh of Sag, now start coming out on these Zivugim, where he raises the Rishimot, the records there. It's new lights. These new lights start expanding below the Tabu and entering into all the vessels that are below the Tabu. So Sag that now performs the coupling on those new records, these records are two on one, which is restricted. And on that, we get the world of Nikudim. That's how it's called. It's such a partzuf called the world of Nikudim. In Katnut, smallness. Afterwards, from the Nekudot of Sag being below the Tabu of Ak and mingled with Nehi of Galgalta, they got impressions from Nehi of Galgalta on the records of 4-3, that is in Nehi of Galgalta. Then, or now, in the Rosh of Sag, they demand another coupling on those records, on 4-3, second restriction. And also on the actual 4-3. And then Rosh of Sag performs a coupling on 4-3, annuls the second restriction, and starts bringing lights down below the Tabu. The lights on the records of 4-3. And these lights, when they reach the Parsa, they break through the Parsa. They enter even deeper below it. And then in those places, the shattering of the vessels took place, meaning receiving the lights in order to receive. That's how we reach a state that for the first time in the cascading from above downward, the vessels relinquished the prohibition and received in order to receive. They wanted, all they wanted was to receive in order to receive, but they couldn't. Because instantly when the light comes and touches those vessels with the desire in order to receive, so the light departs because the first restriction wasn't annulled, And the vessels got impressions from that great light that was supposed to fill them. If there wasn't that prohibition of receiving the light in order to receive, and the vessels broke, meaning they lost their screen and fell from being used until the seal. That we'll learn.
You said that the records are made of 4 and 3. Why are there always two kinds, 4 and 3?
No. First of all, the records only come two with the records of coarseness and clothing. But the two records that were here were on 2 on 1. The katnut, the smallness of the world of Nikudim that came out of Rosh of Sag and expanded from Tabu until the Parsam. And the second coupling of Rosh of Sag happened on the records of 4-3 from Nehiyavak. And upon that, the lights came and expanded also from above the Tabu until the Parsa, and passed through the Parsa and caused the shattering of the vessels that were below the Parsa.
Thank
Volga.
Thank you very much.
Darav, после второго сокращения.
Yes, after the second restriction,
чувствует страдания бины, что она не может им.
Does Zon of Ak continue to feel the suffering of bina that can't bestow upon them?
It's not right now. We'll speak later on.
PT9.
Can you please explain the fundamental difference between the second restriction and the first restriction?
Second restriction says that part of the vessels that have a desire to receive that isn't, you can't fill with the light of Chokhmah because they'll want to receive it in order to receive. Meaning that these vessels themselves for now are in holiness, but if the light of Chokhmah comes to them, they don't have an ability to sustain themselves above the restriction. But they'll take these lights and fill themselves with it, even though these lights brought them to death, to shattering. That's why the second restriction is annulled, and then not annulled, it's annulled in the Parsa, that ascends upward and goes back down. But the first restriction is a prohibition, it's like a technical, that from Malchut of Ein Sof, that includes everything in her, she decides all the partsufim, everything that comes out of me, will only perform actions to bestow. That's it. It's not that a prohibition, the second restriction. There's no flaw there. The second restriction just separates between the vessels that were using in order to bestow, and the vessels that cannot yet receive in order to bestow. This parsa actually explains to us that up to here, you could receive in order to bestow the upper light, give contentment to the Creator by that, and below the parsa, it's not possible. That's why below the parsa, the worlds of Briya Yetzira Asiya are revealed, and what will be in them is only to rise up above the Parsa to the world of Atzilut, all kinds of parts and desires and parts of desires, and add them above the Parsa, assemble them and fill them. That's it. That's everything we need to do. Focus group.
How is it possible That there will be two records in a screen.
I didn't hear you.
How is it possible for a screen to have two records of coarseness?
The screen went through those states. That's why it holds inside it many records, not only those two, all the records of the direct light that came down, the reflected light that goes up, all the records of the departure of those lights, and the influence of the surrounding light. It is all it's all a result of everything they've went through. There are many Rishimot, many. We learn it in part 4 of Tess. Okay, so if we're done with this, we only have... I don't think we should advance. There's 71 before us, right? So let's leave it for tomorrow, and let's... You have a lot of questions? Kolman.
There are three questions.
Three questions.
Well,
let's go to the questions. I see the women are also are already on the screen. Yes.
Okay. A question from Moscow 18. Why are Nikudim defined as a fourth Patsuf and not a fifth one?
And what is the fifth Patsuf? What is the fourth Patsuf? What should it be instead of Nikudim?
Nikudot of Sag.
That's true, but Nekudot of Sag are incorporated. We never count the Nekudot. Because Tamim, Nekudot, Tagim, and Otiyot, it's the parts of the Partsuf. And that's why the part called Nekudot, we don't count it as existing on its own. Correct question, nice one. It has a place, such a question, but Nekudot of Sag is not a Partsuf on its own right. It exists because the Tamim of Sag started refining, and they gave birth to the Partsuf of Nekudot. Yes?
A question from Kabu. What is the meaning of the two kinds of records that the screen consists of?
What's the meaning of two kinds of Rishimot? Because one Rishimot comes as a result of Patsuf Sa'ag. And the other Rishimot comes from Nekudot of Sag incorporated and got an impression from Galgalta, from Nehi of Galgalta, the Sof of Galgalta. That's why we have two kinds of Rishimot. Rishimot 2 on 1 and Rishimot 4 3. Records. The records of 4-3 received from Galgalta, and the records of 2-1 received themselves from Sag. So then it turns out that for the first time, we have a Partsuf that now comes out, that in it there's two parts, Malchut and Bina, 2-1 and 4-3. 2-1 belong to Bina, 4-3 belong to Malchut. And now it'll all be in one vessel. Why should it be like that? So I'll answer you. Because if I have, I'll even draw it. We have a few more minutes. If I have a Partsuf, not in red and black. We have the tabu, and here we have the siyum. This is the tabu. And this is the siyum. So if we have a partsuf of nekudot of sag
that
got an impression from Nei of Galgalta, and then he is divided into two.
Makom shel
place for Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet,
Netzach,
Netzach,
Hod,
Hod.
איך אנחנו כותבים הוד?
How do we write הוד?
H. נכון.
H, right.
הוד. יסוד.
יסוד.
או יסוד אנחנו כותבים Y.
Or יסוד, we write Y.
יסוד ומלכות. כן?
יסוד ומלכות.
ועל ידי ההשפעה הזאת.
And then, with this bestowing, מלכות. Ascends and divides Tiferet into a third above and two thirds below. And the place of this border is called Parsa.
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 אז יש לנו כאן דברים מאוד מעניינים.
So we have very interesting things here. On one hand, this partsuf is nekudot of sag, meaning the partsuf that came out on 2-1, bet aleph, 2-1-1, the records. And on the other hand, it receives here from Nehiyavak the records of 4 and 3, or even 4. We'll see later on. So this means that we have a lot of Rishimot. And then it turns out that from all these Rishimot that ascend to Rosh of Sag, that they ascend to Rosh of Sag, so in Rosh of Sag, they ascend, and in Rosh of Sag, we have, in the beginning, we have a Zivug of Bina of Rosh of Sag, that's called Nigbe Enaim.
Nigbe Enaim.
Nigbe Enaim of Rosh of Sag. I'll write it in Hebrew too. And then we get Katnut of the world of Nikudim. The next Paltzuf, it's called the world, even though it's not really a world, it's a very small Paltzuf, where the vessels expand here until the Parsa. The vessels of Katnut, it's called Galgalta, and Enaim, I don't know how to... Like this? Okay, let it be like this. So here too.
And
the Zivug then takes place on the Gadlut, in the Peh, on all the Sfirot, on the Rishimot of Dalet Gimel. So here it comes out on 2-1, and here on 4-3. And then another light of Gadlut comes and goes through all this Patsuf.
Well,
this isn't good. And the light comes from above downward, and this light goes through the Parsa. And when it goes through the Parsa, then in this place starts the shattering. Shvira, shattering.
Shvira.
Because the great light of 4-3 enters below in the vessels of reception, and they've received it in order to receive, because they don't have a screen to receive it in order to bestow. We'll learn later on why it happened in such a way, what mistake caused it, and who organized that mistake, and what the result is of that mistake. We'll learn about it. But the shattering took place, and this entire partzuf, above the where Gagalta and Naim were, and also below, that there was a chap, all these vessels shattered, and they all fell. They mixed and fell. And then we have vessels of Bina and vessels of Malchut, because they are the vessels of Bina.
Bina.
And these are the vessels of Malchut. They have all mixed between them and fell below. And then it turns out that these desires that were all for reception, and they had to be disconnected from the desires to bestow, these are the desires to receive, and these are the desires to bestow, that they were disconnected from one another through the parsa, that there was a clear border between them. Now they all intermingled. And in each and every vessel, in each and every part, they have also vessels of Bina and vessels of Malchut. And then, if we now will shine upon them with the upper light, with the light,
upper light, as anachnu natchil livarer,
so we'll start scrutinizing out of these vessels what belongs to the correction, and what belongs to the klipa. This is the minus, and this is the plus. And this work is the work that is destined for humans that are in the shattering.
Yeah.
This is us. We need to work in this. And to the extent that we do this work, and the vessels of Bina will ascend upward, and the vessels of Malchut will go down, so then we'll finish all these vessels, and there'll be the final scrutiny, and the upper light will come, a very special light, and this light will bestow upon all the vessels, all the partzufim, on everything.
Yeah.
And then there'll be Gmar Tikkun. Meaning, until we we don't have the mixture between the lights, and there's no shattering of the vessels, so there's still not an area that man can be in. But only after all these states, then we will learn where man is, what his place is, what he needs to do, and so on. That's why I wrote that this is us. This is where we need to be. That's it. There's still a lot to talk about, but it's still things that are more and more closer to us. What we learned till now doesn't really belong to us. It's about systems that we can't bestow upon directly. And here, the system starts that we're results of it. and then we can bestow upon it. There will be a shattering, and that when we connect the shattering, there will be Gemar Tikkun. And we then belong and have to take place in this process of correction. Okay, girls. Good.
There is another question, Rav.
Okay, ask.
Katrin Borg is asking, the vessels lost the screen and broke. What happens to the screen or to the law of the first restriction?
Of course, the first restriction also shatters. It means that you're not allowed to receive in order to receive.
That's it.
And you can't receive in order to bestow if you don't have a screen for it. Now, on these vessels, we saw they don't even have a screen in order to bestow. That's why there's no way to receive anything. It was just all shattered. Also above the parsa and also below it. Afterwards, we'll have to learn how the system is prepared and we start correct the vessels from the shattering. But again, I just want to say one thing. The benefit from the shattering is that there's an incorporation between the vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception. And then we can correct each and every vessel, no matter which one, we can fix it, and eventually it'll have an intention to bestow. That's it. So be healthy and read the articles we learned in the first part today again, and all the best, men and women, and we'll advance onward. Have a good week.
Have a good week,
and we have a great announcement following requests of many friends from the world to find a shorter series of the preface. We found it real treasure. 5 lessons, each one about an hour long, in which Rav draws and explains the whole of the preface in a way that is just amazing. It's from 2005. And it will be up, well, first of all, it's already in the archive. It's called a General Overview on Reality. But in the coming days, it'll be up as another banner. And we'll have 2 banners. The first banner is what exists today, which is the expanded preface, which is 75 lessons. And every 5 seconds, it'll change into a different banner, which is the concentrated preface into 5 lessons, all of the preface. So that'll come up in the coming days. That's concerning the preface.
Send it to me too, so I can check if it's really like you're saying.
Okay.
Maybe I'll learn something.
Today's schedule, from 10:35 to 11:35, the writers' meeting. And at 6:30 to 7:30, the world meal. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and a great night and a song.
Somewhere above these racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill like us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, place we belong. Lose myself in you, you were there all along. You light the way, away, away, away. You light the way. Away.
dog is calling and it's blinding us. Our bread of light that pulls us through the dark. A broken heart that is waiting to be
like the wave.
Light the way, away, away, away. And we can dance through the storm and together awake in the dawn. Away, 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 away. Now love is calling, the place we belong. Lose myself in you. You were there.